Yo.
What up, what up?
What up?
Hey. It is very rare that you're the first one on.
No, I've been the first one on for a minute.
Really?
For the last couple of times. Or the second one.
Second one, yeah. First one, not much. Only yeah. The shows that we do by ourselves, you're the first one on.
Well, I mean, that's kind of obvious.
Right.
I'm the only one on.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean, man. But I guess I'll do the introduction, wait on everybody else. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Diggy Jones. That's D'Antoni. Red will be on in a minute. There's Ryan as we speak. Ryan, can you hear it?
Yeah, I'm good.
Broadcasting plug three. Now we're just waiting on Red.
As usual.
As usual. But yeah, we're the troublemakers. So anywho, so I know Gunner is actually going to kill me because we didn't do the show last night and we had to talk Tuesday questions, right?
Yeah. And what'd you do?
I did not screenshot all the questions.
So what, you just screenshot half of them?
Half of the questions.
Oh, wow. And so, they're already gone, right?
And yeah, they're already gone right now in the story, so... For those who were waiting on the show last night, I'm sorry. I was exhausted. I just got done with a 14-hour shift. And honestly speaking, I really didn't feel like doing a show.
So you don't remember none of the other questions?
I don't. Not right offhand. Like I said, they had a 14-hour shift. I don't remember shit.
Yeah, I just remember you calling me last night saying, hey, we're not doing a show tonight. I'm still at work.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I was out of it. It was just one of those things that, you know, you want to push through, but you really can't.
Yeah.
Like some bad vagina.
I can second it.
Not the bad for JJ.
Yeah.
When the coochie smells like, oh no.
I'm going to go ahead and head on out.
What do I say? The backdraft wind is not up to par.
Ooh.
Or when you go down, you go, oh, yeah. Or when you go down, and you come back up like a Mortal Kombat finishing move.
Wow. No,
fuck,
yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck. I'm glad I've really experienced that sexually, but I done been in a strip club and got a whiff of some tainted fucking fish.
Man. Yeah, it's like the old credit card, you know, swipe the client. I'm out.
You know what? If Red doesn't get on, we get an X Jack.
I mean, where was Red?
I think Red's done with work right now. Red ain't sent me no text saying nothing.
You didn't send him a text either, reminding him.
No, I didn't even call him. I just told him last night that we're doing a show tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Mark does come on because I want to ask him about his Valentine's Day, you know, because he wasn't on that one night so because he was out on a date or whatever. So I was going to tell him about my Valentine's Day moment from 20 years ago.
Wow.
I just didn't extract the invite, so.
And I know, Daniel, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Of course I do. Because of course I do. The memory of the elephant. Okay, there's Red.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
All right, now I sent X-Jack the invite, too. Hey, Red, I said if you weren't getting on, we getting X-Jack.
No, I was having some connection issues for some reason.
You always give Red that 5 minutes grace period.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do.
What happened?
He said we always give Red that 5 minute grace period.
Yeah, I was having some connection issues. I don't know what was going on with that.
Red, I'm going to say something that you're probably going to be upset at also.
What?
I screenshot the questions for Talk Tuesday, but I only screenshot half of them. I did not screenshot all of them.
Is that boy Ryan with us today?
Of course.
What up?
Back for round two.
I didn't. Hey. I didn't reply to your text. I just saw it when I picked my phone up to do this.
No, it was fine. It was just that video I sent Daniel.
I bet. Yeah.
We live, baby. Yeah.
All right. So, Talk Tuesday. We all know how it runs, right? This is Ryan's first time being on Talk Tuesday. So, Red, order of appearance.
Ryan, me, Gunner, you.
All right.
That's usually pretty much the way it goes. Guest and Red.
All right. So, first question reads: what is something that makes you feel alive?
Something that makes you feel alive?
Yeah.
I don't know. To be honest, you know, like growing up, my life was like a struggle. And then like 2 years ago, I closed on my house that I'm in. So it's kind of like every day I come home from work, I pull it in my driveway. I'm like, oh, this is mine.
Right. Word.
So, you know, it's like this is it's the simple, smallest things, you know.
Gotcha. Right.
Cocaine.
Hey.
Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now we got. Hey, what up, X Jack?
Or the white girls.
What's up, man? White girls.
Okay, X Jack, let me explain. So, Red got on late, so I said, you know what? I'm going to send an invite to X Jack. So, we now have 5 people on the show.
Hey, we can do it. Oh, okay. We can do it that way. Let's get all right, it.
So. We did it before.
So let's switch it up.
All right, so
we'll do
order of appearance would be
we'll do Ryan X-Jack, myself, you, Gunna, and then you.
Yep. All right, cool. And you're here for the first question, X-Jack. But I must warn you, over half the questions are not on here because I accidentally did not take a picture of them. So,
oh, that's fun. Am I dripping or today?
But the first question is:
it's Wednesday.
Name something that makes you feel alive.
Oh,
wait, first things first. Did I wake you up?
Not important, but speed. No, I wasn't asleep. So what happened was I've been at the mall all day with my daughter and my cousin. I finally just kind of just got to relax. And then when I saw your text, I was like, today is Thursday, but it's actually super tired. But whatever. But not speed. But I mean like real speed, like when you like hit the governor, you know, 15. You know what I'm saying? 120.
Oh God. Nigga. Red.
When them white lines start getting close to the governor.
Red.
I was joking when I said cocaine, by the way. For me, oxygen, water, food, those are all things that make me feel alive because of the things I need to be alive. For me, I would probably say, I don't know, music, driving fast, I guess. I don't know. Music and driving fast, the combination of both.
Word. Gunna.
I'm going to go with music. That's like top thing, music. And like anything like nostalgic to me growing up.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Going down memory lane.
Right.
Memory lane.
All right. So my answer is some pussy.
He said, no, I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
It's funny. That's like that thing.
Yeah.
He said, no, what kind of girl do you like? He said, Pogs. PAWG. I like the dick kind.
No, I was joking about some pussy, but something that makes me feel alive is actually, believe it or not, going to work. Work. For the job that I do, I help people. There is no better feeling than helping somebody.
That's how I was at my last job too.
Word. So the next question.
Hold on. The way he said "pussy" was reminded me of Players Club when Bernie Mac was in the bed.
Pussy. No, I said like Deion Cole. Some pussy.
Pussy.
The next question reads, what is the most romantic place you've ever visited?
Just for me, or?
Yeah, you go first. You go first.
You're the lead hitter.
I don't know. I'd have to say like Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Any particular reason or?
It was just like a late honeymoon. And so we went to Disney.
Gotcha. X Jack.
The beach.
Well, at night?
The sunset. Yeah.
No, the beach at night is pretty fucking relaxing, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm not. So.
I don't like the beach either.
Yeah, I can't stand it, to be honest, but it was nice.
Because I hate sand.
All right,
getting that shit out your truck or your car, man, piss me off. Red. I still got sand on my truck to this day.
Damn.
For me, I'm going to have to agree with X-Jack because the most romantic place that I ever remember going with a female was the beach, even at night, even though it ended up being with the wrong female, it was still romantic.
Gotcha.
Was the most romantic place I ever been? I can't really call that one, but if I was to say like just doing something, like probably sitting in front of like a bonfire or a fireplace.
Oh, word.
With a particular somebody, you know what I mean?
Oh, word. Yeah. So the most the most romantic place I've ever visited was some pussy.
I have a feeling that whatever question you ask, that's gonna fit in as an answer the whole show.
No, I'm joking, but for real,
some milk and pussy.
No, but for real, honestly, it was the beach, like y'all. But you know, just being at Myrtle Beach at night, being the only ones on the beach, and just hearing the waves crash and shit, and just having a conversation about life is pretty fucking dope. You know, what I mean?
I would say like fire and water, anything that got to do with either one. Yeah. Like it could either be a dope ass fountain with lights, or you know, just the sound of water, like a lake or something.
Let me set the scene for my beach experience real quick. We literally it was nighttime, and it was either Isle of Palms or Fallen Beach, one of them places. And we went on the beach, nigga. We was walking the edge of the beach. The moon and the stars were out, and nigga, we went to find a big ass rock to sit on. So we could create one of those damn moments that you see on those commercials from the 80s and 90s.
You know the one? Wait.
He had a power balance moment.
Yeah, I was about to say, this nigga had a lost in love moment.
I want you to show me.
Shout out to Columbia House Records. Columbia House Records.
Word.
8-disc.
Time life, 8-disc set.
What's the song from Karate Kid 2?
I am the man
who fight for your honor. Sit by the rock and shit.
Y'all remember the Columbia House CDs for 12, like 12 CDs for one penny?
Yeah.
This bootleg ass CD. That's how most niggas got bad credit.
Word.
They had the little stamp with the movie on them and shit too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I got that shit from an ex a while after we split up. I had got that in the mail and it had her name addressed to it. So I'm like, I only get me some CDs. So
fuck it.
That's fucked up.
That's terrible. Now she wonder why her credit score is 395.
Yeah.
And driving a 1975, shit box.
One in Pinto or some shit.
Gremlin.
So, X-Jack, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're incredibly quiet.
No, all right. I'm listening.
So, the next question reads, What do you think the most element is in fuck.
No.
What do you think the most important element is into maintaining a relationship?
Damn, these relationship questions, boy.
Digger, man. The alpha digger.
These aren't alpha.
I'd have to say you have to communication is key. That's like one of the most important elements, I think. Communication and honesty.
Gotcha. X Jack.
I'd agree.
Definitely. That works.
Yeah. You know what? Let me sit up for you real quick. All right.
I mean,
I'd agree.
All right, word.
I think for me, it's compromise. You know what I mean? Like, as long as y'all can compromise on things, then, like, that. I think kind of everything falls under that umbrella. Like the communication falls under that umbrella. Like, honesty is definitely important. But, like, there's some compromise that needs to be had. You know what I mean? Like
a whole tangent about compromise.
For real. It's almost like this. Listen. I'll let you fuck that nigga on Thursday. That's all I fuck these two bitches on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh my God.
That's a compromise.
Oh my God.
Let me stop. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
But I think it is compromise because like you can have great communication, but if y'all don't see eye to eye or y'all can't like make things work a certain way and there's no compromise on certain things, then that communication is really like it's really voided. You know what I mean? And like, I also agree with Ope that or Ryan that honesty is definitely important, but like you got to be able to compromise and see eye to eye.
Word, gunner.
I would say taking your time from the beginning and putting each person being their real self, so it doesn't be like you change later.
You know what I mean? Word. So
taking your time in the beginning, making sure everything lines up before you even give yourself a title of a relationship.
Word.
So, opening credits.
Yeah.
All right. So the most important element in maintaining a relationship with me is that pussy. Honestly, it's just like getting all your cards on the table at once. You know, almost to piggyback what Gunner said. Oh, somebody left? Oh, no, everybody's there. Everybody's there. But I thought I heard somebody leave. But that's the most important thing is getting all your cards out on the table and being like, look, this is what I expect. This is what's going to happen, so on and so on. And ask if she has any expectations because the moment y'all get that out the way, everything is good. I'm sorry. Was somebody going to say something?
No.
The next question reads, what attracts you to people?
Fuck.
What was that?
What attracts you to people?
Oh, like when they say people, do they mean just like people in general or the opposite sex? Like,
well, it just reads what attracts you to people.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if it's the opposite sex, I'd have to say some pussy. No, I mean, it's just the personality, you know. They can't be sitting there like, oh, you know, don't sit there and come to me with your problems. That's not going to draw me to you and be like, oh, I want to talk to this dude because, you know, just be laid back, easy going. Exactly. But also,
I'll
throw this in there too.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Wait a second. You actually know that song?
What is that song?
X Jack played that song on the show, like
the Guilty Pleasure Show.
That was a callback from.
Oh, I was about to say, no way, you really know that song? Like what?
I listened to that shit that yesterday.
Woke me up. That was yo, that woke me up. I was excited. Like, wait a second, nobody else knows that song?
Oh my God!
I thought that was Tracy Morgan singing that shit whenever I first heard it.
Who is it?
Said like Tracy Morgan.
I love McConan.
Yeah.
Are you talking about that dude?
Nah, that's just going up.
On a Tuesday. Yeah. Oh, y'all never heard his first song? She's a very freaky lady. You never heard that shit?
Well, I had a hard time finding that damn song because I guess that I may not be looking properly, but I don't think that song's on Apple Music.
It's not. It's not. The Parasong? No, you got to listen to it either on YouTube or you got to go.
Or Dat Piff.
Yeah, Dat Piff, like mixtape stuff. It's got like a live action Cynthia doll.
Yeah.
I think that's the album with Freaky Lady on it.
I think so. All right, so X-Jack, what attracts you to people?
I'm going to assume that this is about women and not people in general, but
I don't know.
But as far as women goes, what attracts me first, of course, is looks. But what really attracts me is your teeth.
That's a good one.
If I get a glimpse of your teeth, I'm a smile of a guy. Like, I always smile, so you're always gonna see my teeth. But when I talk to somebody, that's the first thing I'm looking for. I'm trying to see what them teeth look like.
Right.
Before your personality captures me in the grab. No, nigga. Nope. We gotta look at them teeth, girl. Let me get them shits look like. And if they're fucked up, you gotta go.
Somebody's
friendly.
Somebody's Obi Trice has got some teeth.
It's a deal breaker for me too. I would never look past it. That's bad teeth. I don't give a damn what the excuse is.
You can't be out there. You can't be out there chewing carrots through a fence.
No.
And I mean,
not the llama.
Damn.
I just think about. I genuinely think. Person, I'm like, if your teeth are fucked up, ugh, gross.
Right. Over here kissing mush mouth from Fat Albert.
Exactly.
All right.
Red.
For me, I'm gonna take the X-Jack route. If it's females, then obviously it's looks and style. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be some kind of look that I'm attracted to. And then, then the next thing is style. I love, like, style and fashion. If it's just people in general, then I'm gonna take the Ryan answer in your personality. Because I got to be able to vibe with you or connect with you. And I think about, like, my coworkers. You know, because I'm with those motherfuckers every day. And, like, there's some that I just don't fuck with. You know what I mean? It's all just personality-based, like, the ability to, like, get a joke, like, and like, be able to just hold a conversation with somebody. So, definitely a personality.
Gunner.
You know, like, we answered this question kind of before. So, you know, when it comes to exterior, obviously it's something that's appealing to the eyesight. But what attracts me to a female is, like, it's in the eyes. It's all in the eyes.
It's in the eyes.
Yeah. And a female that's, like, so, like, a soft-spoken female.
It's in the eyes, chico.
What was that Mo' Better Blues?
Wait, soft-spoken like Janet Jackson?
You know, just... soft spoken in a, you know, in a feminine way, like
Janet,
you know,
soft.
Like Janet that. Not no well. Loud, not no loud rowdy chick. You know what I mean? A real soft spoken chick.
Yeah. I prefer that, my damn self.
Now, what attracts me to people? Ryan took my answer. That pussy. No, I'm joking. It's a joke. But what attracts me to people? It depends, because I'm a conversationalist. Like, if you can hold a general conversation, that's attractive to me. Like, you don't want to text somebody and be like, you know, what are you doing? Nothing. Like, where do you go in a conversation from that? You know what I mean? But, like, I'm a conversationalist. If you can hold a conversation, you're good in my book. So, the next question is, why can't men ever keep it 100 about what they really want?
Oh, side note, digger. I just want to throw a little rant out there for all the people listening. Please eliminate the word conversate out of your vocabulary. Yes, I know it was added to the dictionary. Still doesn't make it a real word. Stop saying
Okay, I'm so sorry, X-Jack.
We must say converse.
I apologize, X-Jack.
No, Digga, you didn't say it. it. I'm just saying in general. Like,
I don't know if I said it or not.
No, you didn't say it, but I hate the fact that people say that freaking word. Like,
well, you know what it is too. It's like a regional thing too.
Yeah.
Like a lot of up north people say conversate, just like they say other words that don't make no sense, but you know what it means.
Right.
Like pop instead of soda.
Oh, or I hate
pop. Yeah, that's a Midwest thing.
That's a up north thing. They do that shit up here too.
Yeah. Well, you know, you almost near fucking Canada, so.
Yo, but when I was in Jersey, it's just like, you know, you want a pop? I'm like, excuse me? You want a pop? I'm like, a what?
I'll pop your ass in the mouth. Shit.
Because, like, pop down south is like when girls finger themselves. You know, it's like, I'm about to pop myself.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Like,
I've heard that. So, like,
somebody says, you want to pop? I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, and then somebody comes out with soda. You're like, yo, why did you ask me if I wanted one?
I did. I said, you want a pop?
Man, fuck you.
Or either like down south, when you think of somebody asking you if you want a pop, you think of like popsicle.
But the next question reads, why can't men ever keep it 100 about what they really want?
These are insecure bitches.
Damn. Because they're scared of what the woman's going to think or say.
That's true.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Jack.
Because they're simps, because I always keep it real, because I don't give a fuck about what your opinion is. The only person that really cares about that shit is niggas that are either not comfortable being around women or motherfuckers who gotta be simping around girls all the time. Always, oh yeah, I'll do it. All those fucking yes men that blow these bitches' heads up. Y'all.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm gonna take a different route. Sometimes men keep it real, it's just women don't want to hear it.
That's true.
Hey, I'm going to go with it being the difference of the sexes. Men think logically, women think emotionally. So we logically know that if we really say what it is, your emotions are going to take it to the wrong place. And it's going to deter us from getting in your panties.
Right. All right, cool. Yeah, why can't men ever keep it 100 about what they really want? Because when we do keep it 100, we're either dog, pigs, simps, or whatever. Like, how many times have you just said, you know, a girl said, you know, what do you want from me? You want to be a pussy? And they want some sex for you.
Yeah, I am like, I'm going to use a word that I don't even know if I'm going to use it right. I am befuddled by the fact that every single answer can be answered with pussy.
Damn.
Like T.I., I'm flabbergasted.
I'm flabbergasted that we can answer every answer with pussy.
I am circumcisedly emasculatory, baby.
The next question reads, if you had to rename yourself, what name would you choose?
You already know my name.
Okay, Ryan.
Rename myself. Can't go with Opie because that's gone. I don't know. Frank the Tank. No, I was playing.
Wow. Frank the Tank.
And I'm in the old school like Frank the Tank.
I don't know. He
would have run down the street naked.
We're like going school. Drinking
to the quad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything.
X-Jack.
Let's just give him an old black man's name.
If I had to rename my name,
Theotis.
Ryan's name would be Theotis.
I don't know, man. I would probably like something like Bulls or. I don't know, bro. I would name myself Jack. you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people don't know what my first name is. I ain't going to say it, but yeah, I would probably say Jack.
There we go. Red?
D'Angelo Othello Culpepper.
That's wow. The name.
That's the name. Whole name?
D'Angelo I got a whole Othello name Culpepper. Too. That's the name.
good story behind that. All right. Gunner.
Avon. Yeah.
That works. What I would rename myself would be DeGrante Samir Jones.
Y'all got last names and all that.
Middle and last. That's crazy, right?
DeGrante Samir Jones.
These motherfuckers use a role play for real.
Hey, listen. I used this alias before. There's really bitches out in this world that think my name is D'Angelo. I could not be making that up.
No, I'm serious.
Did you sing in front of them naked and ask them how does it feel?
No, but for real. Actually, that saved my ass before because I used to go clubbing with Red and everybody, right? When girls used to ask me my name, me being married, I used to say, oh, my name's DeGrante. You can call me Digga. So there would be girls that would walk up to me and my wife and the mom be like, DeGrante, right? I'm like, who? My ex-wife would look at me like, who's DeGrante? I'm like, I have no idea. They said, yo, you look just like DeGrante. I swear. Your name's not DeGrante for real. I'm like, no, it's pretty much Daniel.
That's
funny as hell.
Listen, there's some women out there who really think my name is D'Angelo back in the day.
Exactly.
No way I'm going to the club meeting a nigga that's 6'6". He tells me his name is DeGrante, and I see the same 6'6" motherfucker.
Girl, listen, I love you.
No, but like for real, like, God, it was back in the time where, like, we used to go out, and then there's like motherfuckers from like other schools and shit, and they were like, "Yo, I'm looking for this motherfucker named D'Angelo." Like, oh, you don't know a goddamn D'Angelo. You know what I mean? Like, and I literally got the name D'Angelo Othello Culpepper because a red man doxed the name, and I just used some initials that created a word doc.
Not bad at it.
Yeah, I mean, saved my ass on a couple of occasions too.
I remember all the girls in the other high schools thought my name was Shaquem for the longest.
Yeah, there you go.
Where did that come from, by the way, if I can ask?
My homeboy was Shaheem, I was Shaquem. We told him we was brothers.
Gotcha.
That's how you do it. Like motherfuckers come back. I only had one instance that Dick was talking about where somebody was like, yo, you know D'Angelo is fucking with this chick. Like, and then my girl at the time was like, okay, who the fuck is D'Angelo? Yo, man, nigga. No, my man's name is Mark. Yeah, but D'Angelo's fucking with this chick. I don't give a fuck. I'm with Mark.
I want some of your brown sugar.
Yeah, I messed up. I did that once too. I was at the club one night, and I gave a girl my fake name. We started talking back and forth, and next thing I know, she's like, "Can you take me home?" Because my friends love me. I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So one thing led to another. We're in there, you know, clapping cheeks, and I had given her my fake name at the bar. And she was, yeah, really. I was clapping the shit out of them cheeks. But she ended up calling me by my fake name, and I was so fucked up, I had forgotten I gave her my fake name. I'm like, wait a minute, who the fuck is this person?
Oh, seriously.
Are you fucking me? You can't call me by my name? Nigga, you told me.
Oh, yeah, wait, I thought your name was Chris.
Hey, that's it. You always gotta have an alias.
Yeah.
So the next question reads, if you had a time machine, would you go back in time or visit the future?
Fuck, I'd go back in time.
Yeah, Shaq,
I think the future. Well, you only get one or the other. You can't do both.
It says or, yeah. So one or the other.
I don't know. I kind of want to have the Biff moment, you know? You know, fuck up everything so you can be rich. But I'd probably just go to the future, see what my kids and stuff look like. That'd be kind of cool.
Gotcha. Red,
I'm definitely going back in time, and I'm taking I'm going back in time with the memory that I got now, and I'm making a shit ton of sports bets. Straight up, I'm just like Biff.
Let's go.
On this day, LeBron's going to break that record. Let's get it. with this many points. I'm putting money on that.
Gotcha, gotcha. Gunner.
I'm going to be an asshole about this, kind of. I would love to go back in time, but as a black man, I don't know exactly how far back I could go being safe.
So. That is also true. Hey, look. Hey, Gunner, you can go all the way back to 1972, and you'll be all right.
Where Micah teeter-totter on 69, but, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
It still depends on where you at, because...
You don't want to ride from Texas to Tennessee.
Not at all.
I go to California in 1972.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If it has a destination on it too, then, you know,
I mean, actually,
you might
want
to go
now.
To Detroit in 19.
Bird. Well, see, we already lived through the 80s. That's like just, you know, doing it all over.
Yeah, but shit was still spotty in certain areas.
Yeah, but if like we could go back place to place, like, I would go like to ancient Egypt, maybe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I might could pull it off with my color and shit. You know what I'm saying? They might catch me. They might not. Like,
that's true. Man. So, I'd go back in the past and I would invest in Bitcoin.
Mm. I feel that.
Right at the beginning. That's it.
But, okay, here's the thing. When people say they would go back in time and do all that, where are you going to get that time period's money from? What you going to do, spend money that says 2020 on it?
I'm certain I got some old dollar bills that says...
I guess.
Nah, but like, even with the money that you had back then, if you make the right investments, man, you could turn like a dollar into a fucking million.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
The thing is, all you had to do, you really could just, you didn't have to go back far. 2014. Like, you were 2014.
Damn right.
That's true.
Listen, I seen a 10-leg parlay, first shot parlay for the NBA betting. Motherfuckers put like a dollar down and they won like $200,000 off of a 10-leg first shot parlay. I'm doing that shit 10, 15 times. Wow. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, you know what? I would just go back in time and rob myself. I know a certain date and time when I could rob myself and I'd be investing all of that.
Fact.
It's a rat. Word.
Nah, big fact. When you're going to be slipping, you'd be like, you know what? I wasn't really paying attention this day.
For real.
That's true.
But
let's see. 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Think about it. If you do that, right? What happens if you come back to the future and you're all you got PTSD because you got robbed?
That's true.
You gotta introduce yourself to yourself like I'm you from the future. Go ahead and let me have that. You know what I'm saying?
But then you couldn't look yourself in the mirror because you had that PTSD.
No, you robbed yourself.
You can't interact with your old self. Well, I guess if you're doing it Back to the Future, you can talk to yourself.
I don't know the rules.
Yeah, there are
certain you can't talk to yourself.
Well, I'm gonna go rob my punk ass daddy then.
Oh man.
but nigga, you forgot. Like, you gotta go back in time to get that time machine, pussy. I'm trying to hit something up where they used to be cute.
I'll go back in time and there would be some pussy that I would not mess with.
See, and that's another thing with going back in time. You mess around and fuck with your great-great-grandma or some shit.
He'd go back in time, not fuck that Fraggle Rock bitch.
Oh, wow.
You know what? This show's over.
You can see Digger in the damn parking lot about to get out of the car and this future stuff come in. But stop! Don't go in there.
Don't do it.
To go down Fraggle Rock. Don't do that shit.
That's hilarious. But then our most famous episode won't exist.
That is true. I will go back and I would tell myself to fuck that bitch that I didn't fuck that.
Word.
Or Digga can attest to this. Or I should have told him to go back and went on a date with that chick that was gonna buy me some shoes. Just to go on a date with me. Cause I think she's gonna buy me some Jordans. You know, this would have been worth some money by now.
That's what she said. She said, "You know, the 14s just came out."
You know,
I don't know. I think I think Mark would go back in time and take them keys and throw them on the fucking roof of the house or the apartment that his girl was before.
No, because my mom was going to beat that bitch's ass. So I'm glad I would have played out the way, dude.
Yeah, I would have had the police involved and everything.
You would have went back. You would have went back to the future and immediately went to a jail cell. Like, how'd I end up in this shit? That's not where I parked the DeLorean.
So the next question reads, what is something that people misunderstand about you?
I think we answered this one before.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Ryan, the next track hasn't, I don't think.
Yeah. Say that again, though.
What is something that people misunderstand about you?
People misunderstand, like, me being a dad, you know, because everybody knows, like, I have another daughter from that lives, that's in South Carolina. So I have my three kids here. And everybody's like, oh, he probably takes care of them three better than he does his one in South Carolina. I mean, that's not true because I can't be there, so I can't sit there and be the dad to my almost 18-year-old daughter. So,
Right.
But, you know, she turns 18 in April, so that means no more child support.
Hey.
That's true. My daughter turned 17 in 16 days. My daughter turns 18 in 17 days. So.
Yeah.
16 days. It's the 17th her birthday is. Either or. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, Jack.
I hate
what is something that people misunderstand about?
That I'm like this mean ass person, when in all actuality I'm like really sensitive and really just like really want people to win. I just come off it sometimes because I love clowning around. So, you know, some people think I'm an asshole. In all actuality, I'm a really nice person.
You know what's funny? I always thought, because I met X-Jack on a hip-hop forum on Facebook. And the way he would detail his answers, I always thought he was an asshole until we talked on the phone. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, who is this guy? True facts. But it's just the way he was articulating and the way he said certain phrases and nuances online. You really don't know a person from text until you speak to them. Yeah. So
no,
I would second that. I would second that with them.
Thank you.
Red?
I think one of the things that people kind of like misunderstand about me is like anybody who knows me knows that like I kind of have like an alpha personality, and I'm like typically like the life of the party, the outgoing one. When we're like in groups and shit like that, but in all reality, like it's two things. Sometimes I am a like to be by myself. Homebody at times, and not a lot of people know that. They always think I'm like outgoing and shit like that, but you know, that's just who I am. But I like to be at home. They also mistake that as like, since I'm so hyper and so nice, that I won't put a foot in your ass, pause, or hey. I'll put the beats on your paws. Like there's a couple of people who fucked around and found out real quick that I can take that whole nice, friendly, southern personality, and that motherfucker can change from zero to real quick. And you know what the weird thing is? Most of the people who found that out were my coworkers. They're like, oh, shit. Really? Like, I'm just saying, they had the conversation with me one day. I almost whooped one of my coworkers' ass at a party. I was really terrified. I didn't know what to do. I was scared. And next day I come to work and everybody treated me different. I was like, yo.
That's hilarious.
Stepped out of line and had to check. Sometimes.
Do you also get the random people, like if you're having a regular day, like just a regular day, they're like, what's wrong? You're not hype.
Yeah, I get that shit too. I know, like, one of my managers, she's so sweet. But like, if I'm having just like a regular day where I'm just like not hyper or anything like that, or very energetic, I'm just in there doing my shit. Like, she'll put me aside and say, "Hey, what's the matter?" Because I know you're typically hyper, man. And I was And I was like, nah, I'm just chilling today. You know what I mean?
Here's the code.
Yeah, so like, if you wanted to send me home from work and shit, you may not be feeling well. Just go home. I'm a bitch.
Gunner, what is something that people misunderstand about you?
My actual intellectual level.
That's true.
That one.
As a matter of fact, I remember when X-Jack wanted to debate you one time.
Yep. With the Trump thing. I was like, he does know a little something, something.
I'm like, I'm one of these people who just not even play dumb. It's just like, you know, I'm just silly. I'm real playful. You know?
But you know your shit.
Yeah.
So, one thing that people misunderstand about me is just because I am a high school dropout does not mean I'm not intelligent. I'm not bragging or anything to this nature. I'm actually one of the smartest people I know.
You one of the smartest people you know?
No. That's a real sentence, bro. I'm one of the smartest people I know. That's a real sentence because you know a lot of people.
I do know a lot of people. That's an
accurate statement. It is, but it's accurate, but then it's like, you know, I guess you know yourself better than anybody else. So,
no, and the thing about it is, there's a lot of people, once they find out I have a GED, it's just like, oh, well, you wouldn't know XYZ, or you wouldn't know about such and such, so on and so on. And all actuality, I think that's what makes me better, is because I actually had to study harder to get certain roles or certain jobs and stuff like that. I've actually had to work double time than most people.
I'm gonna second that by mentioning two things for you, Digger. One thing is, like, have y'all ever seen the show The Big Bang Theory? Nope. All right, I like that show. Daniel is Digger is a tall, light skinned Sheldon Cooper.
Pretty much.
Right, and the reason why I knew that he was always intelligent is because, like, when we were young, growing up. Like, this motherfucker will be researching, like, the weirdest shit. He would have like these books about all the presidents, like these science things, the books, and like this weird. And he would just come up to me every day with these weird facts.
That's right.
But he just studied these books, right? And then later on in life, ironically, it's just like when it's time to come up with some of these fun facts. Like, this motherfucker just knows it off the shot, rip. You know what I mean? Like, off the rip. Like, and really, it's just because, like, you used to, like, just grab stuff and then like, just, like, study shit.
I did.
And so. And you also have an eidetic memory, just like Sheldon from the show. Because so. I can tell you down to, this motherfucker can tell you down to the day when something happens.
Gunner. Yeah. How many times have we been talking about like something trivial like CDs and I'm like, that was released in October 98. Let me look it up just to make sure. And when I look it up.
Or he coincides release dates with actual things that happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I remember but that.
It takes a smart motherfucker to do that though. Cause like for me, I correlate a lot of my relationships with Jay-Z albums. Y'all think I'm petty about that shit, but it helps my memory.
But yeah, like I can remember certain things by certain dates because of certain things that happened in life or just what I was studying at the time. So, but yeah, that's one thing that people misunderstand about me. Just because I dropped out of high school doesn't mean I'm not intelligent.
Well, I knew this motherfucker was smart when we was talking, and I was like, and just randomly you asked me the question, do you remember the first time you heard the song Ether by Nas? And I was like, no, I don't remember. And then he says to Steve, we was driving to Dev's house. And
actually, nope.
Hey, that's nope. The fucking
hold on, wait a minute. Like that. The first time we heard Ether was the day the album came out, right?
That's the first time y'all heard Ether?
That's the first time we heard it. Well, that's the first time I heard ether, and I think that's the first time Red heard ether. Because you got to understand, we lived in the South. There wasn't, the internet wasn't as popping as it was
now. But you know what's so crazy? The first time I heard ether was from a CD I got from your store.
Best Buy?
No, from
Underground Station. Underground Station.
Right, from Chuck T.
I was there at the time.
You was there.
No, I wasn't. I didn't go. I didn't start at Underground Station until 2005.
You wasn't there in 01?
Mm-mm.
No.
Because I just got out the Army. As a matter of fact, the day I got home from the Army, that I bought an ass of CDs, because a lot of CDs came out that day. And me and Mark, we listened to Ether, and I remember we paused it, and Red was just like, damn, he got Jay on that one. I wonder what's coming out next.
That shit was on a Clue tape.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first time we heard ether, as a matter of fact, I can tell you what Red was wearing and everything.
I tell you, man, ain't that weird? It's not weird, but like, ain't that something? It's just crazy, man.
I was going to say something real quick, though, like, to Daniel, like, when people, like, sit there and, like, misjudge you and whatever because you dropped out of high school, I'm going to give you some advice that I learned way back when. I just
have a problem getting your parents to like me. Parents, you want them to get like your boy. Boy, just be yourself. If people like you for being yourself, fuck them. All the time, without my way.
It's true.
I come in one day, nice weather we have. Say, you can't say that. You can't say that. It might rain. I said, nice time. You can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People like
that to
be yourself.
It's true.
Rest in peace to Bernie Mac, boy.
So the next two aren't addressed to anybody but me.
Not all of them should be addressed to you, if you ask me.
Not a question, but I love you. I love you too.
What would you do for a skinny snack?
Who'd I send you a picture of?
Me? You talking to me?
Yeah. The next one reads, not a question, I just love you and I'm so proud of you, Daddy.
Aw. Wait, that was from your daughter.
Who said it was from my daughter?
White girl.
Oh.
That's from my daughter. You think my daughters just call me Daddy?
I knew that at first, and then I was like, "Wait a second!
You think my daughter just calls me daddy, nigga?"
That
caused somebody to leave. Somebody's like, "You know what? Fuck this shit." Oh, that's fine.
I hope that wasn't your son calling you daddy. No, dad, nigga.
You know what? Aiden calls me. You know what Aiden calls me? Old man.
Yeah, he called me old man. He called me a geezer the other day. Fuck you up.
Yeah, my son, all right, and the funny thing about my son is 6 foot, right? And my son sounds like, hey, Dad. It's like so fucking weird.
Yeah, I saw them last weekend, I think it was. Was it last weekend?
It was the weekend before last.
Yeah, weekend before last. And then we went out there trying to play some front yard basketball. This motherfucker was like, yo, geezer, you can't hit that shot. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I missed a couple shots because I'm a little out of weight. I'm a little out of shape. But I put some shots in his eye. Pause. Super pause, man. But I hit him with the fadeaway jumpers in the face. So yeah, I just let him know.
And listeners, Gunner just said send him another invite. I don't want y'all sitting there saying that, oh, Gunner got off because Ryan's on the show. This is just coincidence, okay?
It's like it went from Wi-Fi to the phone.
Gotcha. It does that sometimes.
You know, I remember you guys were like talking about an episode while using your Adidas sponsorship. You know, I was wondering, like, if the listeners and people are listening, can we start off with, like, a British Knights, you know, sponsorship? And it kind of
work our way up?
Oh, yeah. We can see him.
Like, come on, man. Let's
remember that commercial? Oh, get in some BKs. Right. I never wanted to own a pair of British Knights in my life.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
what you mean? Wasn't Oh no, those was LA gear.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. British Knights used to be the shit. Like back in the day. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anybody mention British Knights ever since '96. Like,
I just got back in my DeLorean. I had to go back in time to get some pussy, and then I had to get my DeLorean, and then.
Oh man! Oh my god! Get some pussy. But I remember when the LA Gear lights came out.
Oh, this shit was the shit.
Listen, I remember they used to be so bright. There was a guy in sixth grade named Ian who had them, right? Like at the beginning of the school year, those shit shine so bright. towards the end, it looked like them old gas station lights.
Damn.
Girl, you remember that? You remember that joke on Comic View with that nigga, or the dude on Comic View? What he said? He said, "Motherfucker, so stupid, he'll rob a bank and then run through the woods with British Knights on, with LA gears, with the shoes light up. Cops just follow the lights or some shit like that." Every time I think of shoes that light up, I think of that fucking joke.
Nike has those shoes that light up too, but you could take the lights out.
Right.
You couldn't wear them shoes by playing Heads Up 7 Up back in grade school though, because like, that mom.
I said, you
got
some lights on you.
Yeah, but I remember. Did we tell the story, or did I tell the story on here where when Dad gave me those old fucking shoes, like those Reeboks from like the 80s, and I wore them shit to school and I got clowned?
No, but this is that was the last question, so.
What was the last question?
Oh, it wasn't even a question. It was a statement saying.
Yeah, it wasn't a question. It was just somebody saying they love Daddy.
Yeah.
I thought it was two of them. What was the other one?
Hey, Daddy, come get this pussy.
The first one was like, the first one said, "Hey, yo, I love you." The second one said, "I love you, Daddy."
It's just two chicks trying to one up each other.
Was it that?
No. No. I would love to flatter myself and be like, hell yeah, but no, it wasn't.
You sent me the picture of one of them, right?
Yeah.
I hope it was the one to the left.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
if not, then you
know. I just wanted to make sure that it was female saying this.
Yeah.
Okay. Say I'm pretty.
And we are.
Hey, y'all ever seen that movie Sprung? He said, "I helped."
No, but what's wrong, Shane? You was cruising your sleep and started speeding.
But Brad, you about to tell a story about some shoes?
No, I thought we were talking about old shoes. I thought I told the story on the show before. But like it was just a story where like somewhere in the closet, Dad found these old.
Was it those high top AC Slater Reeboks?
Yes, they were. They sure were.
Oh wow!
And they used to be white, but when I got them, they were like beige.
Beige. Great.
Yeah, but like I remember something happened, and it either I got in trouble, and Mom and Dad didn't buy me shoes because I got in trouble, or they were going to buy me shoes, and then Dad was just like, "Well, wear these until." But I remember they were high top Reeboks; they were white, and you know how the Reeboks used to have like the little octagon logo.
Yeah, it was plastic. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was the octagon logo, but it was like green, right? It was like green and orange. That logo was. And I wore those to school, and I got clowned. So bad. And I remember I was in eighth grade.
Yo, you're the only people who get punished by your shoe wear.
So for those who want to know what the shoes look like, look at Kenny G's album cover for Gravity.
Yo, I'm about to Google this shit.
Yeah, look at Kenny G's.
You gotta go to one of them sites with them East Bay sneakers that I be having sending niggas and shit.
Yeah, but you know what's wild about that? It's like now those shoes are like in style, like those old, old that. Oh wow!
Yeah, I'm about to say, hey, I ain't gonna lie. These look just like a lot of the shoes I seen today.
You know what I mean?
But they was dirty though, dirty and worn out. That's the difference.
No, they were in good shape, but they,
no,
they,
I'm, the, no,
the
I'm
color
telling
had
you.
Faded the beige.
Okay,
I'm telling you, Kenny G's out on the Gravity album cover. Kenny G's shoes are busted too. They're fucking dirty.
So, what was you more embarrassed about, those sneakers or the church shoes, the hard bottom?
Oh, the summer school shoes,
yeah.
Penny loafers.
This nigga had the shoes in them.
It had to be the church shoes. But you know what? I will say this. I was more embarrassed by the church shoes, but I pulled a bitch in the church shoes. Like, hey. That's the difference. I don't know. Them church shoes, they were bad. I'm talking like your motherfuckers were terrible.
Listen. When I think of church shoes, I just think about Robert De Niro stomping out Billy Bats and Goodfellas.
With a little buckle on them.
Yeah, these shoes were pretty bad.
These didn't have the buckles on them. These had the tassels on them.
Oh, hey, wow.
But you know what made the church shoes worse? Like there wasn't like your traditional, there was like the slip-on church shoes, right? They're not the ones with the laces. They were slip-on that had the little tassels on them. And then they were low cut, so I had to wear them shits either with socks or with no socks at all.
This nigga had on the smooth criminals. What?
you know the ones where your ankles are showing.
Oh my god!
Yo,
you wearing those with socks or no socks? How you was pulling off? You was on some Miami Vice shit, or you was just?
Nah, I wore them with socks, like Because remember, I stood beside the stairs in the grass to hide the shoes. So since the grass was like high and wet because it was the morning, I had to wear socks so I didn't get my ankles wet.
Damn.
this shit was bad. Hey, nigga, I'll send you a screenshot of the. Nigga, I'm gonna send you a screenshot of what I think the shoes look like, and I want you to look at the price.
Nigga,
I wish we had camera phones back then, because damn shit.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Remember the scene when Forrest Gump was running with them things on his legs, and he broke them things off.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pair of those shits on.
Damn, nah, them shits have laces in it though. That was the Eddie Munsters.
But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That was the Troublemakers Podcast. I want to thank my special guest, the Rated R Experience.
Yes, yes.
And X-Jack. And I want to give a special shout out to X-Jack because, like I said, this was a blind transfer and he answered the call. So
yeah, I'm definitely going to lie. When as soon as we get off this thing, I'm going to bed.
Pause.
He said he is out for the count.
He said as soon as we get off the thing, pause.
Oh, that's it, man. Oh, I did say get off this thing. Oh, super pause. Yeah.
Pause. So,
hey, Gunner and Digger, we're doing the closing, but I just sent y'all a copy. I just sent y'all a picture of the shoes.
Uh-huh. I just got it.
Oh, those Reeboks. Yeah.
That's the AC Slaters.
Yeah, pick the price, though. You see how much the shits are going for now?
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
$440.
The Reebok Classic?
Yeah,
like from the 80s, the ones that I had, like I got clowned for. Them shits are going for $440 now.
Yo, I had them same ones. I ain't even gonna lie. Word, I remember that logo vividly now with the red on the side.
Yeah,
yeah.
But closing statement, in order of appearance.
Yeah.
Read it on.
Yes, yeah. Just want to say thanks for having me back on the show again for round two. I'm already looking forward to coming back for round three and so on and so forth. Listeners, this goes for everybody. Don't complain about the show. It's all about jokes. If y'all can take a joke, I'm sorry. If you take a dick, you can take a joke.
Damn. Oh, also, episode 254 is reposted.
Oh. So you know, just you know, keep listening. If I have any new listeners out there that likes me and you know gets behind what I'm doing and shit, send messages. You know, but
right.
That being said, I'm sending a song to Mark because he was talking about reminiscing, going back into his time machine. So, Mark, this is for you.
Hey, put some stars in the sky.
But you are.
So shout out to Rated R Paul for that one, because I remember that night. That it's a story for another show, but that was the night that Ryan first met Kat.
Damn, I don't even remember Kat. Must not have been that important.
No, yeah.
I mean, damn.
But that was the first night, because I remember we listened to that song on the way to pick her up.
Yeah.
And then we went to the club that night. That was an epic night, I ain't gonna lie.
All right. I also gotta tell a story about Valentine's Day 20 years ago. So that's got to be another time for another story, too, because
that works. X-Yak.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's always an honor to be on here, bro. I appreciate it, man. Y'all already know Radical Jack Views, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, every major streaming platform, and YouTube. Also, if you guys are into Star Wars, The Mandalorian Season 3 officially kicked off.
Y'all watched that shit last night.
Officially out, and Mando is back.
For those who don't know, X-Jack is 11 shows away from 100.
Oh, shit. Damn. I've done more of the Troublemakers podcast, a.k.a. News and Views, than I have of Radical.
You have of your own podcast.
Damn.
Cause I think I'm on episode 44 on my pod.
Red.
Once again, thanks to the guest, the Rated R Experience, X-Jack. Yeah. Always a pleasure having y'all on here, Ryan. We'll definitely see you more on the show. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for listening. Continue listening. And y'all take care of yourself. We do this for fun. So don't take anything that we do too serious. Like Jay-Z said, it's only entertainment. So yeah, it's all for entertainment. And like I said, y'all take care of yourself. Regardless of what's happening, the world's still crazy. So y'all be aware of what's going on out there.
Word.
Got it.
Yep. God don't
make no mistake.
There we go.
There you go. Yes, sir.
You know, thanks for our guests being on the show as always. Absolutely. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks for the questions. Most of the questions that's directed directly towards Digger, but we still answer them. You know, wow. Everybody be who said wow? Come on. Come on. We know. We know what's going on.
Hey, daddy. Come to this pussy, daddy.
You know. What color are your nipples, nigga?
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for listening, as always. Thank you for the questions, even though a lot of y'all's questions got cut off. I apologize. It made for a shorter show, so... And it still ran long. It still ran over an hour. What else? Ladies,
if you didn't hear your question, get answered. Answer it again next Tuesday. Oh,
right. Also, there are two episodes of the Thugfessional Therapist out on Spotify. It will be on other streaming sites later, I promise. If you know somebody going through a bad time, it only takes 2 seconds to ask if they're good. Those 2 seconds can go a long way. For those who are getting some pussy tonight, I envy you. other than that,
you gotta talk with inclusive language. Those of you getting some asshole tonight.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Whoa. Nah,
Nah. No, we just got episode 254 back. Don't get this
mistaken. Y'all trying to get that British Knight sponsorship.
Word.
Oh, episode and Axe Cologne has sponsored.
Wow.
Or Adidas. Or Adidas.
If you're sponsored by Axe, you down bad.
For real.
You down bad.
Or we can get Curve back. I mean, you know, it's.
I would much rather use Curve than Axe. You know what Axe smell like?
Yeah.
Axe smell like desperation.
No, like Axe in high school, like you could just smell that shit in the hallway.
That's what I'm saying.
You could just smell like Axe in high school.
That shit smell like desperation.
Nah, like you could tell the blue can from the red can.
Hey, you know what you need? You need that juke.
The juke.
You know what Axe's slogan should be?
What?
Axe's slogan should be, please don't let a nigga go home lonely tonight.
Yo, niggas used to spray the Axe on their skin, on their clothes, inside their shoe.
Yo, this is no lie.
In a locker room coughing and shit.
Well, on the floor, in the car.
This is no lie. I had a friend who thought Axe was actual deodorant, and the man smelled like fucking onions and fucking.
Wow.
It was bad.
How about Bod? Remember Bod, the one that came in like a Windex bottle? Yeah, that was another one.
Bod came in a bottle that looked like household cleaner.
For real.
Windex.
For real. A red ass bottle.
They had some red, they had blue, they had green.
For real, them shits came in flavors.
Thank you.
Motherfucking cartoon character with abs on him.
Yep.
Nah, man, but what was that other shit? Designer imposters.
Oh my god, and the little metal can?
Yeah.
Yo, I used to use that shit for car air freshener. For real.
But ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
Peace.